Okay, I just wanted to give you some feedback on the essay that many of you wrote for the causes of the 1905 revolution in your mock. And lots of you made very good points about the impact of the war, the impact that it had on the economy and food shortages. A lot of you made good points as well on long-term weaknesses in the empire with poor industrialisation, with the economic depression after 1900, the industrialisation led by Sergei Witt. You also talked about the peasants, the agricultural problem, the cycle of famine and everything else. So that bit was quite good. Where a lot of you could have improved was mentioning the discontent of the middle classes. So quite a few of you failed to mention the fact that Nicholas was refusing all calls to reform and to introduce a democratic constitution for Russia. And that's important because one aspect of the 1905 revolution is that classes did unite to call for reform. So you had the working class and the middle classes uniting together to call for reforms. And a wave of protests swept Russia after the Gapon March, a wave of protest strikes. And there was a mixture of calls for better working conditions, for democratic and constitutional reforms. But as well as that, you also had national minorities calling for reform as well. And I don't think anyone actually mentioned that in their essay. Nicholas had pursued a policy called Russification, whereby he was trying to create an homogenous state when in reality the Russian Empire was a multi-ethnic state. So he was trying to create a Russia of Russians, when in reality it was made up of many nations, including Poles and Czechs and Ukrainians and so on. So in 1905, when these protests got underway, part of it was about nationality as well, and many groups tried to break away from the empire. So the answers that you wrote were good, and as far as they went, however, they didn't mention some of the other main key reasons for discontent, which helped spark the riots and strikes of 1905. Okay, so I hope that helps.